Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The depth at fullback in the competition right now. We know how deep this position is. Everyone wants to play fullback. We're still expecting Josh Adokar to end up there for the Doggies at some point, but then you got Tedesco and Ponga and Trbojevic and Luttrell and all these names. And gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, you can add another one to that list. Scott Drinkwater, North Queensland Cowboys. The way he is going along at the moment, it is absolutely beautiful. And as frankly, I think he should be offended he's not discussing those conversations more often. He joins us on the line now. G'day, Scott.
How you going?
We're going very well, mate. Am I fairly accurate to say you should be in those conversations with those other players?
Nah, not at all. I don't I haven't done enough, mate, to be in the conversation of Teddy and Turbo.
Hey, Scott, there's an old line, mate. If you don't blow your own trumpet, no one hears any music, mate. So
start blowing, mate.
Start blowing, 100%, mate. That's how you get the big bucks.
Yeah. I'll try and stay a bit humble.
Hey, talk us through it. Right, obviously, last year, you know, there was some mixed performances for the Cowboys, and you know, as a North Queensland, I was hoping that you know that Queensland teams are going to be in the eight, but it's been a huge turnaround for you guys. Can you put your finger on one thing?
Just competing, I think. We've just really wanted to compete on every play, not stop moving, and I think you look at all the tries we've scored on last play, they're just from, you know, chasing the kicks and wanting the ball more and competing. So, definitely just our pre-season was drilled into us just about anything we do, we compete to win and, we're taking it to the field.
You touched on the pre-season, Scott. What was going through your head in pre-season and even over the opening couple of rounds of the year? Because the Hammer so Tabuai Fadoa obviously got the jump on the number one jumper, but then when he gets injured, you get your shot, and obviously you've just been flying and kicking goals ever since.
Yeah, I don't think I did one session at fullback during the preseason. I was all in the halves, and then I hurt my shoulder after Christmas, so I missed a majority of January and a bit of February training with the team. So it kind of set me back a bit, and, you know, Tommy, Hammer, Chatty, they all trained well together and clicked, and, they got the start, but I was always confident if I get an opportunity back in the team that I was able to, you know, my ability to show what I can do to Toddy, and I've taken the opportunity that I've been given, and been doing my job.
One of the big things we have noticed about the difference in the team, mate, is that competition, the fact that you are competing on players. And that was something that Todd Payton was critical of you guys last year when he first got to the club, and something he clearly wanted to change. But it also seems to be like there's been a warming of the players towards the coach as well.
Yeah, definitely. A good team respects their coach and trusts their coach and what he believes in. And I feel like everyone's buying into not only him, but Dean Young and Stephen Georgialis, what they want us to do and what they want us to achieve in each game. So, definitely it comes back to, I believe, just having respect for the coach and the four players, and it starts from the leaders. If you show respect to the coach, everyone buys into it.
Talking about leaders, that Reuben Cotter this year, last year, like, he was a good young kid, but yeah, this year he seemed to have taken his game to another level.
Yeah. He had a couple of setbacks early on in his career, and then even last year he did his list frank and missed majority of the season. So he's been through a ton of, season-ending injuries, I guess. And, we always knew what Reuben brings to the team. He's a little bulldog. He's the toughest on the field every week, and he'd be one of our fittest players too. You know, you can play out in the middle, and he doesn't complain once about his job, doesn't complain once about anything on the field. He just gets out there and lives and breathes in the North Queensland jersey, and he's real good to play with.
Mate, your coach, Toddy Payton, is he as hard-line and as cranky and as stoic and as square-jawed behind closed doors and at training when there's no cameras around, or does he like a laugh and does he know how to get that balance right with the playing group?
Yeah, he definitely likes having a joke. I'd say more so, but he's I wouldn't say cranky, but he's hard to read, he's hard to judge. His facial expressions don't change too much from happiness and anger. So it's very.
He'd be good at poker, you reckon?
Yeah, he would be good at poker. He would be good at poker. It's kind of confusing sometimes what he's thinking, but it keeps you on edge and it keeps the playing group, I guess. They don't get too comfortable.
Even in the press conference last night, he's there and the phone rings and it's for Laurie Spina and he goes, sorry, can't come here at the moment, even when he was trying to be joking. Yeah. It was like lead balloons.
You like that, PK? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I do. I think what Todd Payton is learning and understands, and not a lot of rookie coaches do, is the power of presence, that presence among the group, that you are the boss. And he knows how to be the boss and act like the boss. Some coaches, particularly rookie coaches, come along and want to be the mate and want to be they've got all the X's and O's. They know all the tactics of the game, but they don't know the relationships. And then you look at a bloke like Bennett, who has got great presence in among his playing group. And that's
Kenty, you know how he established that power over the playing group, don't you? In the preseason, he walked the playing group to the bottom of Castle Hill there in Townsville and told them to go up it. Several times over, is my understanding, Scott. Is that what happened in the preseason?
Yeah, my first day back, we ran up it, and then 6 days later, massive curveball, come to training, and we're going up it again, and it was it's torture running up the thing.
The goat track, what is it? It's only about 3K, would it be, the goat track?
Oh, no, so the goat track's something a bit different. That would actually be a lot harder to run up. That's just like straight up stairs. But then we do the road run, which is 3K. Oh,
wow. Yep.
But and it just you just incline the whole way up, and they time you, and then you got to beat your time or get within about 10 seconds of your previous time. And I think the second time we did it, a lot of blokes probably, I guess, mentally gave up because they knew how hard it was when they did 6 days ago. And Toddy, read some people out and missed their time for maybe over a minute, and put everyone on notice. That's not good enough. That's what this group is like at the moment, mentally weak. And probably from that point there, it was probably a turning point because we ran up it again our last session before Christmas, and we had just done a 40-minute game on the field, probably ran about 4K, tackling and stuff, and then we had to run up the hill, and we all thought they were joking around, but they were being dead serious. And yeah, we had to go up the hill, and I think everyone either beat their time or just got it. So big turning point, 20-point people on notice.
And people don't realise in towns where I grew up, in the middle of summer, chickens lay hard-boiled eggs. It is no mate, I'm serious. It is that hot, isn't it? Well, it is, because we've got to train like either early in the morning or like late at night. It is a hot place, Townsville.
Yeah, well, my first session after Christmas, we did the 1.2, and I think everyone just ran the worst time they've ever ran in their lives. It was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the day, and it was sunny hot. And at the end of that session, we had to do the four laps in 5 minutes around the field, and there was blokes walking. And then since then, we had to come in at 5:30 in the morning to start field early. But he was kind of smart as well, because we actually dragged out the days and, did some stuff in the Arvo, and Toddy was just getting us prepped for maybe having to do same day travel where it's a bit longer of a day, and then you got to get back up in the Arvo to play. So it was pretty smart the way the preseason was scheduled, and it's pretty good.
And that mental toughness, we were talking about this earlier in the show, the ability of players and in many respects, it's probably missing from the game because of all the science in the strength and conditioning these days. But every now and then, it's good for the playing group to just cop an old-fashioned flogging, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We copped a fair few. We did a army camp up in Tully. If anyone knows Tully, it's just wet. We were just, in this big army thick gear, getting wet. We didn't sleep for like 36 hours, but we do, a physical activity for maybe an hour, and then you do just a bit of a mental activity, a bit of a lull, but then the next after that, another physical, so you got to find a way to get back up, and the army dude just screaming at you and all sorts of things.
Jeez.
But yeah, it wasn't fun, but it definitely grew us, and we put a few words down on paper how we wanted to play, and we're speaking those words at the moment.
When you guys are going through that, do you, when looking back now, have any memories of anybody that stood out or anybody that you saw something just that particularly caught your attention?
Yeah, so this time was a bit different. We were like in, there was six groups, so there was about six of us in a group and you didn't really see the other groups for the whole time. Maybe you walk past them every now and then, but in my group, I'd say Helam Lukey, the young back rower, he kind of got given a bit of a leadership role for the camp in our group. And yeah, he definitely, stood up, and from his first pre-season to this pre-season, he became a lot more confident person, even speaking to the group, confident, and yeah, it probably definitely helped him a lot, I reckon.
Clearly, you're not surprised by how well you blokes are going, but for a lot of us, we didn't anticipate you'd be sitting this high on the ladder this far into the season. But so do you sit down now and talk about reassessing things about, okay, this is what we're looking at, this is what we're after now? Like, where's the mindset of the group and what they think's possible this season?
Yeah, we haven't spoken too much about the future. I think it's important for us as a group not to get too far ahead of ourselves and, you know, start getting complacent. I remember when I was down at Melbourne, it was always just focusing on the day of training and the next day of training and then the game. So I think that's a pretty good approach, not getting far ahead of yourselves and just making sure that every day you go in, you're at your best, and when you get in the game, it's time to, you know, put the training to work. But, I don't really want to look too far ahead just because the past couple of seasons we've had, and it could, you know, be a bit disappointing if we look that far ahead and, you know, not go so well.
Mm. All right. Don't want to look too far ahead to November 1 either, Scott, where you can start talking to other clubs, no?
Nah, definitely not at the moment.
All right, we just had to check. We have all the big clubs listening to the show, so we just had to make sure. Hey, Scott Drinkwater, you're absolutely flying along at the moment, you and the Cowboys, and next time somebody puts you in that conversation with those other fullbacks, just jump in. Just jump in.
If my pay packet goes up, I will.
Yeah, very well, there we go. We get back to November 1st. We get back to that conversation. Hey, Scotty, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Next weekend, you take on the West Tigers as the final match of Magic Round at Suncorp Stadium. So we look forward to that.
Yep, can't wait. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.